Never on schedule, but always on time. This is the Around the Way podcast, and I'm your host, Hayden Steele. And Frankie, baby, is not here with us today. But I'm joined here with my guest. Did you want me to call you Eddie? Or do you? All right, I'm joined here with my guest, Eddie. And I know you for a long time, bro. A long ass fucking time. Like, I think since I might have been like 13 or 14. Yeah, probably like 13 or 14. Yeah. Back in like the PLC boxing days and shit. Man, yeah. So, what have you been up to, man? Like, how was life? Like, what's going on?
Man, right now, just school, taking care of the kids, married. Yeah.
So, how's the married life?
It's good, man. You know, make you more happier, for real. Make me more happier. Yeah. I understand, like, now, in my life now, what the old folks used to tell us, you know what I'm saying? You know, all them women and all that.
Yeah. Get you one woman.
Yeah, just get you one woman and sit down somewhere. So now I see what they talking about, feel more complete.
You know what I'm
saying? Steady running from woman and woman and woman and woman. It ain't good.
Yeah, it's the waste of your energy for real. It's a waste of your time and shit. You could be doing something. You know what I mean? How you know she was the one?
My religion.
Yeah.
Follow Islam. She really keep me on my feet. You know what I'm saying? Woman that keep you on your feet. Here, that's how you know. That's how I knew at the time. You know what I'm saying? Plus, she was more different when it comes to certain things. Personally, when it comes to certain things personally. Sometimes, you know, when you with somebody, you have to test them or do something. Sometimes they don't pass.
Yeah.
Stuff, just little stuff. So, that's how I knew.
Yeah, I feel you. I kind of like, cause I know I found my person too. And like, I don't know. Yeah, it's just something, like something changed. Like, I felt like it was like, I don't even know how to explain it. It's just, you feel it. Like something just changed. Like everything just different for you, the way you move and everything. I guess like considering a whole, an entire other person in their life with every decision you make almost kind of thing. That definitely makes you like a better person.
You get a big energy though, man. Yeah. The energy, the heart, soul, mind frame. That'd be the most important thing about everything. Yeah. You with somebody.
With your energy, like, you know, aside from like your marriage and the family and everything, what do you feel like you're putting it into most right now?
As far as like the world?
Yeah.
Just positive things, man. That's all. Like, be around. I want to get like a positive energy out to the youth, and just helping the elderly. Cause you know, when you get older, you're basically going back to when you was young.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So, I be trying to like help in those different type of ways to the world, get a world that type of energy. Like, you know what I'm saying. Help. You know what I'm saying. More help. Than just sitting and watching and do some things.
Yeah. So, I feel like it's always better to do than say. Like, just get active. Because to me, it doesn't matter really, like, how many people you affect. It just matters that you're making like a change, that you're affecting something. Like, for real. That's like what it's most about, shit. From the beginning of last year, what do you feel like has changed significantly most for you?
Just me working more harder to my goals, working more forward to my goals. Like you say, more doing. You know what I'm saying? So, like now, I'm trying to start up just to help the elderly people. Because, like, everybody helping the youth, some people, you know, they positive trying to help the youth. So, me, I've been trying to, like, for my goals, I want to do more, study just, you know how you write a plan down.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to, I think of it and just take that action.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to do that more for the last year. Whatever I do, meaning like family, work, school, I want to take it to a different level.
Yeah.
Just push myself to just go. That way I know I'm doing something.
Yeah, like execution, yeah. Yeah. like every time. Yeah. I feel like every idea I have too, I try to put it in motion. And sometimes I'll be thinking about too many things at once.
Yeah.
But that comes with like, I don't know, that just comes with the process, because then you narrow down what you really could do and then you just go after it.
Yeah.
I need to think more like that. Like, just think about it and do.
You work like, I just walk on faith, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, what bad could happen? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? What, if you want to do something, do it. People are always looking at, oh, what if this happened? What if, forget what's going to happen. Just do what you say you want to do. Because that might be something that you, you know, you say you love it. Go ahead and do it. Like, just do it. Instead of you talk about it. Just do it. Don't think about it. You thought about it already. Now get the action behind it and see your outcome. You know what I'm saying? Push yourself. Just push yourself. And every situation is going to have its down and up.
Yeah.
But if you just go and push through it, you can get past that.
Absolutely. Because today I do not believe in failure. Yeah. Like, I've been feeling like that since like last week. Like, it's something just, you know, it's like, I do not believe in failure. It doesn't matter whether you win or lose or anything. It doesn't matter whether it's big or small. Everything for me is a win. Like, there is no such thing as a problem, or there is no such thing as a bad problem. Everything is a good problem. Right. This is an opportunity for me to, like, figure some shit out. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I've been trying to get more back into. Because, you know, you hit your points and then you get a little upset with shit. Then you got to refocus yourself.
Right.
So, like, that's what I've been doing a lot more, just refocusing myself and being like, there's no possible way I can fail because there's no such thing as failure.
Right.
Like, I can be good and I be great. That doesn't mean that I fail.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, I'm definitely in that space right now. What is an experience that you feel like you would never get tired of?
An experience?
Yeah.
I don't know.
For me, it's like for example, for me, I think something I never get tired of is probably doing this, like speaking to people. Because one, I just learn shit about people all the time, and then that give me like so much perspective. Because what one person think is some wild something other is someone's everyday life. You know what I mean? So yeah, I think conversation is something, is the experience that I don't think I'll ever get tired of. I think I'll have some bad conversations, conversations I feel like maybe I should have never had, some conversations I wish could have went on forever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't think I'll ever get tired of having like conversations and learning about people.
Now, as you say that, now it's like, as I get older, I never like get tired of learning new stuff. You know what I'm saying? Over the past year, I done learned a lot of stuff that when I was younger, I should have been sitting down learning, but I didn't because I had other things on my mind. So now today at my age, I'm 37. I feel like I could never stop, you know, learning about stuff that I never knew about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Shit, there is always so much information out there. There's no way to possibly learn everything. Yeah, I feel you. What do you think is something that you feel like you take granted the most? Like, what you say would be like your friends, like work, your health, finances, intelligence. Like, what do you think that you take most for granted in your life?
I'm gonna be honest. At first, like I just said, at first it was my intelligence. But since I got older and something catch me, I done read something and it go deeper than what it's supposed to be, and I'm into it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I understand, like, you gotta learn, know that. But before, it was like my intelligence. Like, I ain't really care because I was stuck on what I wanted to be stuck on.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's crazy, because when I thought about the question for me, absolutely. My answer was the same, intelligence. Like, I felt like I wasn't, I feel like I wasn't engaging. I don't want to say I wasn't using it, but I feel like I wasn't engaging.
Yeah.
And I feel like one of the reasons I wasn't engaging it was because I wasn't doing this, like having conversations with people. Yeah. I like went into like this bubble where I just wasn't fucking with nothing. Nobody wasn't doing nothing. So
it's crazy. You've always been like that though.
Yeah, but like it was bad. Like it wasn't like it was a me bubble. It was like it was a depression bubble.
Okay.
So it was like nothing good could come from it. So like it was a point in time in my life where, not in this place that I live, but the other place I live, where there was like a path in the carpet that went directly from the couch to the kitchen back to the couch. Like I had wore that part of the carpet out. Like that's all I did was come home from work, sit on the couch, eat, watch TV, sit on the couch. Nothing. Didn't talk to nobody, nothing. So I took for granted like not engaging my mind with anything that could teach me something, that could like make me think like to the contrary or whatever I believe. And like I like to question everything, not for shits and giggles. Well, yeah, for shits and giggles for real.
Right.
But also just to be like, all right, if this is what it is there a different side to it? Let me argue a different side.
Right.
You don't have to convert me to whatever you think, but like I want to know what you know. And the only way to get that is to be on the other side of that so I can absorb this information from you in this way.
Right.
Because I kind of like it that way.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's dope, though. Like, that's very interesting. What do you think other people take granted for you most?
Other people?
Yeah.
I'm gonna say same thing, intelligence. Cause I got a thing with like reserving people. I don't like talking around people at first. So if I don't know you or we ain't really, and I go around or I be around, I like reserving people. You know what I'm saying? I don't really talk much. Some people would think that because I ain't talking about what they talking about, or somebody asked me something like to be on their side or in that type of situation, and I say something that I feel that's right, they just don't get enough out of me that they think they should. But I'm just like that, though. I don't really engage with certain things and certain conversations. So I wouldn't put my effort into it so people get that kind of mixed up. And
yeah,
I'm very just laid back now that I'm in my age. I'm very much laid back, but I will, like, if it comes to something positive, then I'm all in.
Yeah,
I'm all in. I'll talk to you till I fall asleep. Most knowledge and the most, you know, the energy, the good energy, I'll talk. But other than that, if it ain't about no positive things or, you know, something that got to do with family or, you know, somebody just need to talk, or I don't really. I play stupid. That's when I play. Like, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, because that's what this space is. This is like a space where everybody talk and shit.
Yeah.
Like the, I don't know, like express yourself. And like, if you got something on your mind and stuff, like, because one, absolute positivity, like it's a black ass show. And we all not the same. Everybody think different, feel different. And I am not, I think I pride myself on not being judgmental, but I just question everything, just like I said, just to get the knowledge. So I think that's why I enjoy doing this so much and I enjoy the conversation. Because I would say, for me, friendship is the thing that I think people take most granted from me, because like I just do not care about most things. The thing that I feel like are most important to me are like my relationships, when it comes to like personal relationships, like romantic, my friends, like my work, like those, I take all of that serious, because like those are like intricate parts of your life. Like those shits matter. So like, that's one thing I do think sometimes people take for granted is my friendship.
I'm with you on that. I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm with you on that one when it comes to friends. I just, for the last, you know, 5 years of my life, I really, with friendships and people, I feel I had to fall back off of, because everybody ain't on the same level you on. Some people stuck in their ways, and you got to be a person that know that. So if you ain't on what they on, it's like they really don't. But how could you be my friend? How could you love me if, you know, how could we have that respect for each other? You know what I'm saying? If you, if I tell you no, you get mad, or if I ain't on what you on, you just are. And then you go kicking it with these other people, or you know, you back door, you talking about me behind my back. Or so when it comes to friends, I kind of like limit myself, but I know who love me and I know who respect me as as who I am. So if I know that, then we got that mutual respect. We don't gotta say that. The energy gonna be there, you know what I'm saying? It's a big energy thing now, like with life period, with people, you know what I'm saying? Just like I see my old friends, you know, they do their thing on in the streets. I see them, and who they talk to, they energy match because they doing the same thing.
Yeah.
But sometimes when I see certain things going on, if somebody doing something that the other person don't like, that's when that energy get messed up. And it should never, ever be like that. Because on both parties should understand
how I'm moving. I'm moving because that's what's best for me.
Right.
It ain't about, especially if it ain't about to hurt you or fuck your shit up.
Right. Man. So, yeah. But, you know, life, you know, sometimes life hit people different. People think of things differently. They lose themselves. Some people lose themselves, you know, certain situations. But, like, you right on that, though, with people.
Yeah, because no matter what, I love my friends no matter what. It doesn't really matter because nothing could, like, if we already locked in, we cool like that, like that I call you actually my friend, it's really not too much you could do that's going to fuck that up. Like, money don't matter to me on that level because we, like, it's how much money do I possibly have to, like, get into an argument with one of my friends for one? Right. You feel me? So, like, I don't care about the money thing between friends. Yeah. I don't care about nothing. I don't ask my friends to do anything that I don't think they are able to do. So whenever I'm pissed off with my friends, it'd be petty shit.
Right.
But like, it'd be enough for me to be mad. But like, we still gonna speak.
Right.
Like the energy gonna be funny because like, this time when I tell a joke, I ain't gonna laugh after it. But it ain't gonna be no shit. It's terrible. It's gonna be the same joke I always tell, so I'm gonna be a little salty. But like, love is always gonna be there. Like, I can't not love my friends. I think that's something that people can take for granted. Like, yeah, we good. You do whatever you wanna do. But you know what, like, that's life, though, you know what I mean?
Somebody asked me, like, how would you feel about, you know, loyalty?
I don't believe in loyalty.
And I told him I grew out of that mind frame of loyalty because I'd rather respect a man before I say I'm gonna be loyal to you. Because any day and any time, a man can stop being loyal to you, a person can stop being loyal to you, period. Like, you've been rocking with this person for 20, 30 years. Y'all get in a situation and he switched back up on me. So where was the loyalty at? You never was loyal.
Yeah.
The loyalty was never there. But if you respect a man, then that mean more to me when you respect a man.
Yeah.
Because when you see that man, you know what he about and you know how far to go with that man or whatever y'all friendship is.
Yeah.
But I'd rather respect the person. Loyalty. I hear a lot of people, loyalty this, loyalty that, but you know, 30, 40 years, you probably didn't even know that person.
Yeah.
Probably just gonna know his name.
Exactly. But if a person got respect for who you are as a person,
right?
Then it's gonna always be what it is when I see you.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel that. What do you think was, what do you feel like is your biggest, your biggest dream, your largest goal that you have, I would say?
Largest goal right now, man, is just to be successful and what's around me right now, you know what I'm saying, in life. Because this ain't promised, we ain't gonna live forever, you know what I'm saying? So my family, my kids, the friends that I do have, everything around right now, to keep everything up and keep moving forward to get to where we need to get as people, you know what I'm saying? Steady holding this down, you know, people cry. I hear people crying about, you know, we as black people, we've been down forever, we this, we that, but what you doing to get everything together for you? Somebody, if you helping yourself to where you can help somebody else, you're doing something in life that's great. That's power.
Yeah, you can't catch nobody while you're falling.
Right. So right now, I'm just glad that I'm living and I can help my kids and other they friends. And, you know, like I'm trying to help all the elderly people now. So like I'm that's my biggest dream right now, is to keep making people smile, have the biggest heart, and be patient in life to get to where I really want to be, meaning I just want love around. You know what I'm saying? Everybody to love. People killing each other. The dudes killing each other for what? For nothing. Women out here, they losing their souls. You know what I'm saying? They losing their souls just to get a dollar or to where they need to get to. I ain't blaming them, you know what I'm saying? But it comes to a certain point to where, why are you doing that? You could be doing this to get to that. You don't got to sell your soul for that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, us men, you know, we do certain things to get what we want, but we doing them. It's bad. It's devilish. It's devilish. Yeah. And we got people watching us, meaning like kids, nephews, the neighbors, other people watching us. And we doing stuff without a care. We supposed to be men. We supposed to be the leaders. We got to lead. Ain't nobody acting, you know,
like a leader.
And a leader. Most people I see, they got a positive vibe, but you only in one spot with that. It's a whole nation out here.
Yeah.
And I hear people say, oh, I got to take care of where I'm from, where I'm at. How? And stuff still going on. How's you doing? What you doing? You ain't basically ain't doing nothing. You doing something good. I ain't pinning nobody down. I ain't pinning you doing something good. But what about the people that's in Arizona? Oh, because you don't live in Arizona. You was brought up here or here. You going to stay right there? Mm-hmm. You touching people there. You touching people. People know you. People touch you. Touch you. But what about the people in New York? What about the people in Mississippi? What about the people in Detroit? You got to go across the world and reach people, man. The internet ain't big enough. To me, it ain't. The internet just the internet, but it's a whole bunch of bullshit on the internet. The internet fake to me.
Sometimes people got to be able to see you and touch you in real life. Yeah.
Right. So just going to certain places, talking and seeing people, I believe that's good. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's a whole world out here, man, that needs you. Mm-hmm. So if you can expand your wings and your heart across the nation, then that's more than that's more right there. That's what me, that right there. Cause me and my wife, we, you know, like the elderly thing, like I'm gonna take care of elderly people everywhere. And it shouldn't be an elderly person walking, mm-hmm. catching no bus.
Yeah, man. I absolutely feel that way. Like, what I look like. That shouldn't even be happening.
You know what I'm saying? So like what I look like, I'm in my truck. See a lady walking. She got bags. Miss, where you going? Go and get in. Where I need to take you to? We don't got none of that.
I want to jump back in time a little bit with you for a second. Okay. What did boxing do for you? Like when we were younger, like what did that do for you?
Let me tell you, boxing, man, gave me a whole different outlook. It's like Boy Scouts going to the army, man. You know, you gotta wake up and be a man. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. You know, when you young, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, you having fun with it. But once you get older, it show you how to be humble. You gotta have patience. You know what I'm saying? It make you into a man, though. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because people say life is like chess. To me, it's, you know, I don't use that term, but life is serious. It wakes you up to see what's in front of you and how you gonna get through this obstacle, like this phase. So just cause something hit you, that don't mean you got to stop.
Yeah, that you know means you just gotta, you gotta make sure it don't hit you again.
Right. And that's the thing, like boxing really gave me at the time when I was younger, Mark, it gave me life for real, you know what I'm saying? Because you know where we raised up, where we grew up at, man. You know, it was a lot of things around us that we was into, that we seen. You know, we had an option to do this or do that, you know what I'm saying? But our option was to box. And at the time, you know what I'm saying? When I was younger, I had a son while I was boxing. So it was boxing and trying to take care of my son.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I had a brother in my corner, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to him. He was in my corner my whole time, you know what I'm saying? I love that man, you know what I'm saying? Because he made me who, what I supposed to been at that time, he made me be a man early.
I said that same shit last week.
By him helping, you know, down the way, helping the kids and the youth and people that was before us, helping them. You know, everybody ain't gonna want to do that positive thing. Everybody ain't gonna want to go that route.
Yeah.
So, but he still made an impact where people knew that brother, you know what I'm saying? Brother always tried to do what's right.
Yeah, and he was like, I don't know. I just feel like he was instrumental. Like, and you see, you could tell the people that like he got a chance to like say something to him, or like, you know, show him something different. Cause for sure, like getting to go different places, like leaving the projects every summer, like being able to get on airplanes and shit. When you just a little nigga from the projects, you going anywhere.
Most people don't even see an airplane. Other
famous boxers and stuff like that. Like, that shit dope. It just shows you like, all right, I can lead the four corners, because that's always what I describe the project. It's like your four corners. Like every hood got their four corners. And like, that's how shit play.
Yeah. That was my escape.
Yeah.
That was my escape, to tell you the truth. It was my escape, because I could have been probably in jail or doing something that I wasn't supposed to be doing, man. You know what I'm saying? Pin myself in a bad situation. So I believe all of us, you know, our whole team, Izzy, Tyson, everybody, you know what I'm saying? You, Ears, everybody that I know of, Cat, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to Sean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it was only a few of us, like now, we still living, you know what I'm saying? So I'm happy that I had that experience while I was younger, to even box, to even know, like, you want this or you want this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Brother was a big part of that, though. I went to jail and did 5 years because I chose this over here instead of choosing this. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I made one mistake to take my life down a different road. But on that journey, I ain't beat myself up. I just said, hey, it's the bed you laid in, you gotta, you know what I'm saying, go and make it up, man. Take your mind and your heart somewhere else. Get over it, keep moving, you know what I'm saying? All the stuff that brother and all the elderly people, my father, my mother, try to tell me, I gotta start implying it in my life, or a person just be living and don't be nothing. I see a lot of my friends now, they ain't nothing. Like, how though? How is that?
Hollow souls, man.
Yeah.
People be emptying out everything in their spirit, and just, then you just walking around. Like, it ain't nothing left to you. You gave too much to the wrong thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Cause your cup ain't gotta be full, but it should never be empty.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. During the time of, like, when you were in prison, what was it that, like, gave you, like, your, like, what was it that you, like, in your mind that you was like, when I get out of here, like, I know this is the first thing that I'm gonna do. This is how I'm gonna start applying shit. Like, this is how I'm gonna, like, make my change to me. Or did it take you time to, like, like, get back into, like, how the world is now?
I'm keep be honest, it took me a little while, because, well, I had my mind made up when I was in jail, what I knew what I had to do. Because I know seeing people, I've seen people come home from jail and they still go right back. So I ain't want to be one of them.
Yeah.
So when I was in there and I kept seeing people come back and forth, I was like, no, I got to come up with a plan. I can't keep coming back. These dudes coming back, like, it's something nice in here. Ain't nothing nice in here. So, you know, as I came home and I was more on like a, making sure my kids get to their goals. Mm-hmm. So that made me be like, slow down my life. I don't need to be doing this over here. I need to be doing this. So getting back in my kids' life, making sure they doing what they need to be doing, and rebuilding my relationships with them. That's when it hit me like, all right, I need to be doing something. I ain't gonna be here for no long time, so I need to be creating something. So for my kids, and that I can lead them, and they can carry on. So that hit me, and I met my wife, and just been on ever since. So now I'm trying to like come up with positive things to do with like my kids. Now they'll see a elderly person or somebody in the store and they can't get all their groceries, they got they help them out, you know what I'm saying? Without my say-so, though, you know what I'm saying?
They just know.
Yeah, they just know, like, all right, she ain't got $12, here you go. It's their allowance, but hey, they know what's right, you know what I'm saying? They know we get our blessings from Allah, so, you know what I'm saying?
And that's how you change the world.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Like, there is no, like, big plan. There's no law they can make or anything. It's like person to person. That's it, just person to person. Because somebody saw that. And it was like, if a child could do it, so can I. And right. That's, you know what I mean? Like, right. That's it. You don't see the effects of, like, people doing, like, the real work. Sometimes you don't see the effect of that. Because it's everyday with how people operate with each other, for real.
Right.
You think growing up in the projects affected how you interact with people and your relationships, like being married, how you interact with your wife and just in general? Before you answer, because it's a question for you and a question for me, I ain't gonna lie to you.
Right.
So before you answer for me, because I thought about, like, when I thought about it, because when you told me, like, you want to come on and, like, what we were going to talk about and everything, it was like, I wanted to ask you this, because I always ask myself that, but I don't say it out loud. And for sure, one, the projects made me, like, it gave me mad, crazy anxiety in large groups, no matter what it was. Like, if I'm in a large group of people, I feel like if anybody touch your shoulder, mass chaos. Like, I hate being in large groups of people. Like, no matter where it is, the airport, like, something else. Like, something has to instantly take my mind off of whatever it is. Like, I don't like that. And
right.
Live in, like, this world where, like, it's hard to escape being around a bunch of people, for real.
Yeah.
When you go outside. Now, it was nice for a little bit, but, like, it came with something. Like, yeah, you could go to the store during, like, you know, when Corona and shit was out here. And it was empty. That's great. But, like, it's because people were sick and dying. But that's a whole nother whatever. So, like, for me, it gave me mad anxiety being around people. And then as an adult, I think it, not for everybody, but for me, it, like, started giving me coping skills at a young age to deal with, like, loss and, like, violence and, like, how deep shit can get. Because, like, I got a temper, but, like, I understand, like, how fast a decision is made that can change your life just like that. Like, you be standing next to a nigga that's about to go to jail for the rest of their lives off of one decision.
Right.
So, for me, like, the projects, one, how I interact with my lady is, like, completely different. It's like, I always want to protect her. I always want to make sure she's good, but I also don't want to do anything that's going to take me out of her life forever for, like, a crazy decision that I make.
Mm.
I also never want to be, like, violent to any other black person.
Right.
Like, I can't see myself, like, being like, I'm about to fuck this. Like, I can't. It ain't in me no more. Like, don't get me wrong. If we got to get there, we got to get there. But I'm never feeling like I need you. You feel me? Like, I need you.
Right,
like, we
right.
need each other. We don't even know that we need each other, but we need each other. Like, you don't know how good it feels that you're here. Like, we need each other.
Right.
That's just what it is. You know what I mean? So that's what it did for me. It made me love our people so much. But it also gave me, like, mad anxiety to be around our people or to be around people in general. It made me want to love my woman, but it makes me fearful of what I would have to do to protect her, because I understand it. That means it could take me away from her too, and my family.
Yeah.
Like, those are all the thoughts that, like, I think about, like, when I think about, like, how it affected me. Like, it didn't give me depression. It gave me, like, you know, like, either you got to go up or you got to be true. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I'm with you on that one. Just the older we get, the wiser we should get. You see, I said we should get, you know. So the older we get,
everybody don't get it,
you know. So you know what you want, right?
Yeah.
So that's what you're supposed to chase. That's your desire. You know what I'm saying? Like you say, it's your lady. You wanted to give her the best. You don't want to be a certain way. Then you know what you got to work on with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But you know yourself, you know what I'm saying? Like you say, you have anger. So you know to work on that anger. You know what can push your buttons and what don't push your buttons. So that's something that you gotta meet in between for yourself, for your own happiness. So if you keeping yourself happy, you gonna keep you and your lady happy. For as far as where we come from and how we deal with people, that's something for you to see out for yourself. You can see bullshit. you can see bullshit when it come. Mm-hmm. So if you see bullshit when it come, that mean go that way.
Yeah.
You ain't being funny, but you ain't on that level no more. Mm-hmm. Of bullshit. You ain't bullshitting no more.
Yeah.
So therefore, you gotta go this way to save yourself. So if I'm around, if I go to the hood, and I know ain't nothing in the hood that's about to be good if I go around my friends, and them niggas doing the same thing, and all of them on, you know, on the mess.
Yeah.
And I see some shit about to happen. Something in my mind finna tell me, get on up out of there. That ain't the energy that I should be around, because I got too much I can lose, and I got family that love me. I got, you know what I'm saying? Mm. A person, conversation gonna tell you all about them. So when you get done talking, you know what you do? If it ain't right how it's supposed to be, you get the fuck on away from him.
Yeah.
Try not to be back around him no more. Not saying don't say hi, what's up, brother? How you doing? And keep it moving. Other than conversating, being around him, something happened, and now you.
Because you ain't got to chill now. I know what you want.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So, as for me, that's just how I come now in life, period. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's with anybody. You know what I'm saying? I still come around, but I know how to play when I come around. I know what to do when I come around. I know when to come and when time to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, it's the conversation. Your energy, how you coming, you know, the people that's around you, how you talking to them, how they talking to you, what y'all talking about. It's a lot, man. And that's with women too. You know what I'm saying? Women is, they can be the same way, man. They can be deceiving. And, you know, women is the most, they can talk. Women can sweet talk you to death. You know what I'm saying? They can sweet talk you, like, they can get you.
Gotta watch them words. Yeah, yeah.
You gotta watch that lingo, and you gotta watch them vibes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But as so far as, you know, as your lady, you know, you be who you is. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? She know who you is. But like, you just gotta let her keep seeing the best of you. Because that's what you want for yourself.
Yeah.
So you gotta keep it like that. You gotta keep on going. Keep on making yourself better. That way, when you know in a situation come, or you around a whole bunch of people, or you standing somewhere and somebody tap you,
it's just an accident.
Yeah, yeah. It must be an angel around me, or, cause you know the difference. Yeah. Somebody tapping you and somebody coming to you on some aggressive, or it's some bullshit about to happen. You can feel it.
Yeah.
Me, I feel like I'm around angels every day. Some, you know, my wife, I had to explain to my wife, I still say this to her sometimes. I go to bed happy, go and wake up happy. The same way. You know why? It ain't nothing in the world that we could be crying about. It ain't nothing in a situation or a person that could be doing so much to me that I got to go to bed and wake up another person, or I'm gonna wake up on the other side of the bed like mad and disgusted with it. No, if something bothering me, I just let Allah deal with it. I let Allah deal with it. Because if I can't fix it, who gonna fix it?
That's a different level of peace that you have. That shit is beautiful. That's a different level of peace.
So
yeah.
With people, you gotta let God fix that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just gotta let that fix itself, because like you say, man, you can be in a situation, man. Dude can pitch you in a situation. Some people can pitch you in a situation, but for real, you pitch yourself in that situation because you know you shouldn't have been around that.
Yeah.
When you feel them vibes and you know you that type of person, I don't care if you just walked up and 2 minutes later, somebody doing something or saying something, no, let me get on back on this side of the street.
Yeah.
You could still be there, but let me go on this side of the street because it look like some straight people over here.
Yeah.
I can't deal with that right there, what he just said. I got to get it from away from around, because if he thinking like that, I don't care if we friends for 20, 30 years. You thinking like that, bro, I know I'm about to get in a situation. Or if something happened, my life might get taken. Anything.
Yeah.
So, you got to know how to divide that, play your part in life.
Yeah. You say it's your, I don't know, your best memory from like your childhood?
I had a birthday at McDonald's when I was
hey, that used to be the shit when we was little, though. Like, at that age? Yeah, they don't know about that.
My cousin John, man, me and him had his birthday on January 3rd, my birthday January 5th. And that was the best birthday I had, like, going to McDonald's. We both had cakes. He had his cake, I had my cake. And all my cousins was there, my aunties, my mother. And I just had the best time that I ever had. And I still remember that now, to this day. Like, all my birthdays, that's the only birthday that I remember that I was just so happy. Like, I was at McDonald's in the playgroup. They had the play area when they first started having the play areas. I was in the balls playing and jumping down the little slab board, and they had the whole little opening, the opening up to where we could sit and eat and have a party at. That was just fun to me. Like, that was the funnest birthday I ever had. You know what I'm saying? Because now, I don't like having parties. You know, I never had a party before, but at that time, when I was a kid. But now I don't like having parties because I look at everybody else. They, you know, that's their fun. That ain't my fun. I'd rather if on special occasions like that, I just thank God that I'm here and I made it to another day. Now we can go do something, go out to eat, play some games. You know, you probably my friend, so you probably come on over here. I got something for you. I get here, it's a whole cookout of people, or, you know, that's cool, you know what I'm saying? But it's positive people when we doing something that's, you know, right. I'm just not into the loud stuff no more, you know, why people have parties and people drinking and smoking and kids at the party and, you know, the grown-ups there, people doing what they doing, they cussing. And I grew out of that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even go to parties no more.
I ain't big on parties. I like to get a vibe, but like, I'm the same thing. Like, if I go to a bar, it's gonna be like a low key bar or something. Right. It's somewhere where I can sit in the corner and people watch and like have a drink. And I know it's cool. Right. Like, the music will be cool.
It ain't gonna be the hood bar that you gotta watch over your shoulder.
Yeah, it ain't gonna be nothing like that.
Then,
like, you know what's crazy? I'm sure I had birthday parties when I was younger.
Yeah.
I never really cared. I remember one year, my mom forgot about my birthday. I might have been like maybe 8 or 9. Mm-hmm. 1 year, like, my mom just forgot about my birthday. And from that point on, I just never cared about birthdays anymore. Like, I just, birthdays meant nothing to me. I was just great to be alive. Right. And what's even worse is, I would say after I turned like 23, I had survivor's remorse. So like, every time I woke up on my birthday, I felt bad that I was alive, which is some crazy shit to feel. So like, I had to deal with that. And I would say, like, up until like the last 2 years, I would feel like that. When I woke up on my birthday, I'm like, I can't believe I'm fucking, like, it wasn't like, I can't believe I'm alive. It was like, I cannot believe I am fucking alive. Like, what are we going to do? Like, type shit. So I'm glad, like, I'm past that. Like, that shit was crazy. To even feel like that, be alive. Like, that shit's kept going till I was 31. From like 23 to 31, that's like a wild thing, way to feel about your birthday and shit.
I mean, that's life, man. You know?
Yeah. As I got my light back, you feel me? Yeah. I feel like just stuff just started to change.
You know, when you're thinking like that, I be feeling like, because I have some friends that feel that way, but, you know, God, He always reminds you, I created you. That's why you here. You know what I'm saying? Basically, that's why you here for real.
You feel bad about all the people that was dying and shit. Life was turning to shit. Because it wasn't like I didn't want to be alive. It was like, I have great things in my life and I have great people. And like, it's not like I'm going without work and shit. Like, it's not like my life was bad. I was just like, it's so many other people that just, exact same life, that just didn't get their break, or like, they, you know, something happened and like, fuck they shit up. And like, I just used to feel bad about that, especially when like, you know, so many people that just died, and it was like, fuck, some of them good people, some of them not in the street, like, random shit just happened, motherfuckers getting hit by cars and all type of crazy shit. I would just feel bad that I woke up and like, I came from the projects and I'm alive and I live nice and like things are cool for me and shit. Like sometimes it would just drive me fucking crazy. And then one day I just woke up and I had my light and I was like, I'm happy. I'm like, I have everything that I want in life. All I can do is be better, get better. Like I'm happy. Mm-hmm. And then like things started to change because like I looked at everything different after that.
I used to some way feel like that, like I was locked in, living in a project. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But I woke up saying like, you know, that's all my mother could afford at the time. That's all my mother and father can afford is to live down there, you know what I'm saying? Because I hated living, you know what I'm saying? It was fun growing up, you know, but I hated living in the projects, man. Like, I wanted my mother to be like, we living in Beverly Hills somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted to live where the other people lived at, the white people.
Yeah.
I wanted to live where it was quiet at, you know what I'm saying? Like, not where it's shooting.
Or you can go play in your front yard.
Right, like I wasn't feeling it as I got older. It just wasn't right. Like I wasn't feeling it. Like, and I always told myself I want my kids to have more. So that's why I push myself every day now. You know what I'm saying? So I understand where you're coming from, though. It's understandable. I think everybody think like that or feel like that, but they just have different perspectives about it. They go about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, if anybody listen right now and you feel that way, you just gotta pray on that shit. One, pray. Pray to whoever you feel like that is your, like, that's your God. Cause, like, pray, you have to find your way with that. Find your light. Cause mm-hmm. that's what it is. Like, you gotta find your light. Cause at this point in my life, I feel like, I just have an understanding, and that's why I know, like, I understand. Like, this life is written in, this shit is written in ink, it's written in stone. You cannot change it, erase it. All you can do is prepare yourself for whatever is going to happen, because it's going to happen no matter what. You can be well prepared for this next part of your life, or you could be ill prepared, and that will lead to the next thing. Right. No matter what, it will go this way.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, right. You and your wife, that was going to be your wife no matter what. Yeah. But like, you just are the better version of the man that you are because you started preparing yourself,
right.
And then she helped you be even better.
Right.
Like, you know, that's how this life goes and shit.
For sure.
And I had to start realizing that for myself because I was just like, I couldn't understand. And then one day it was just like,
For a person that believe, man, believe in God. I believe that you can get through anything in life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No matter what you're going through, you're gonna get through it. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have that mind and that faith in God that you gonna get through whatever. Cause I know depression is real, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, long as you got faith and you know it's a God, then you can get through anything, man.
All right, I got a fun question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite people dead or alive, your favorite people in the world dead or alive, they don't have to be famous, they're your favorite people. You all get to spend a night together. First off, what are y'all going to do? And where are y'all going to go?
I'm gonna say my mother and my father. They was my favorite people. If they were still alive,
mm-hmm.
I'll take them overseas. I'll take them to Dubai. And I'll take them to Africa. Because that's where my father always wanted to. He thought that's where we was at here. But, you know. So I'd rather take them back to the motherland.
Yeah.
You know, my mother got deep roots. Mm-hmm. My grandmother was Indian and black. So I would want her to go research some of her background, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I do, travel with my parents, because mm-hmm. that's just something that I know that they would have loved to do, you know what I'm saying? So
that's dope. I think this is gonna be a good question for you. I like to ask this to people here and there. Do you believe in multiple lives? Do you believe in multiple lives, or do you believe that we have multiple lives in one lifetime? And
No. You only got one life, man. You only got one life to live. And when it's over with, it's over. You're going to go somewhere else. You're going to be somewhere else. So here on earth, you only got one life. So when you go to paradise, to heaven, you know you're going to be there. That's somewhere else. That's somewhere else. That's better than here. Mm-hmm. That's a place where you couldn't even imagine. You know what I'm saying? So here on earth, we only got one life, man.
I feel like I do agree with you, but I agree in a different sense. I feel like paradise comes when this is over. Not this life, like as a person, like as me, like when my life over, my judgment comes, do I go to paradise, do I not? I don't think it happens then. I think that our spirit is here for whatever we're supposed to be here for. If it was something that we're supposed to still see, we will still see it. You know what I mean? I believe our spirit will be back to still see it. If it was something that we may needed to atone for, I think our spirit will still have to come back to atone for that. But when earth is gone, like when this realm is gone, whatever we living in, whatever you want to call it, on whatever scale it is, when this is gone, I believe, yeah, then we will find our way to wherever we're supposed to be at after that, for sure. I think our spirits do come back to witness, you know, what is for them.
Your spirit gonna always be here, man. You know what I'm saying? And when I mean you, I say your spirit. Like my mom and dad gone, brother gone, but I still hear brother talking to me. When I'm thinking of some things that I know I shouldn't be about to be thinking about, or I see somebody doing something that I know that brother used to say, that ain't right. I hear his voice. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I agree with you, but when you gone, you gone. Your spirit gonna go somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? That's just that science of the human body. The science of you know, it's deep, but I understand where you coming from. You always gonna be here, for sure.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Whoever you are conquering, come across, they always gonna remember you. You know, they gonna always remember you. You know what I'm saying? So, because a person always put an impact on somebody else. Yeah. No matter what you in, no matter what you doing, where you at in life, you can be across the world and was here for one day, and I only met you, and it was only good vibes. You go back home, you die something, I'm gonna always remember you. I'm gonna always remember your voice. So yeah, your spirit gonna always be. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, man, for sure. Because you know what I got from Ryder? Like, that's something that stayed with me. Even though I am a person that I do not feel like I want kids, he always made me feel like, and I still, like, feel this to this day, that all children deserve to get love, no matter if they're, like, the bad kid, the good kid, the smart kid, the athletic kid, the kid that don't nobody like, the poor kid, the kid that got something. It didn't matter. Like, everybody deserved to get love. Like, regardless if you pissed him off and he cussed you out, he was always still gonna give you respect. He was gonna show you love. He's gonna try to get you out of trouble if you got in trouble. Like, he always showed everybody love. And I think that was important. Cause, like, to me, especially like how it is now, man, it doesn't really matter. I just feel like all kids just deserve to get to like that, like, you know, you'll be all right, you know what I'm saying? Like, put that battery in the back, and whatever they want to do or be, I don't give a fuck if you want to be an airplane today. All right, let's figure out how to make you fly. I don't care. Right. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's what we all have to do for kids, like, expand their imagination, give them confidence, you know what I mean? If you can look out, but like, it's just important that, like, we grow this right here, so when they go outside, if what you see outside ain't the best, that, like, you can take yourself somewhere and just understand that, like, it's going to be a bigger something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I believe in that. You know, the kids is the future, so we got to give these kids more love than ever, because without loving the kids, they don't know. Like, they not going to know what's what. They ain't going to know how to feel and how to go about things in life. They just go, whatever they see, they follow. It's generation, go down by generation, you know, with us. Half of our friends in jail are dead because they follow something else that was before them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta love the kids. Like, that's the most important thing.
All right, so before we get out of here, is there anything that you want to, like, what's your message for the people before I hit them with the quote from around the way?
Love. Man, whatever you want to do, whatever come to your mind, you can do it. You can be anything you want to be, especially for the youth. School. And keep it tight with your family, meaning you and your family, that's all y'all got.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Respect each other, love each other. No. Other than that, life can be great for you. Can't nothing go wrong if you're doing just those basic things, loving, having a big heart, and helping the next person. That's it.
All right. First off, thank you for coming through, man. I appreciate you it so know, much, man.
Anytime, man.
Dope convo, man. I am glad to see that you are continuing to grow. I am glad to see that you are a happily married man, continuing to grow, man.
For sure.
And, you know, blessings to you and your family. You and too. Before we get out of here, the quote from around the way is going to come from a young hip-hop philosopher that I have been listening to a lot lately. His name is Grind Too Hard O'Shea. And this one goes, "You didn't believe in me, dog, and it hurted my feelings. So not without a crowd, I'ma show niggas." Peace. We out.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to the Around the Way podcast with Hayden and Frankie Baby on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. We out. I love you all. Peace.